The time now is 4:30, and in our weekly programme of traditional music, Veronica Doubleday presents the first of two collections of lullabies from around the world. The birth of a baby is always exciting, but when twins arrive, there's great cause for celebration. In the Central African Republic, there's special music for the birth of twins. Part of the idea is to honour the father's virility. That old villager was asking, who's the man who fathered these children? In Afghanistan, women get together on the seventh evening after the birth of a child. That night, the baby needs special protection from jealous spirits called jinns. The party's just for women and girls because they're Muslims and segregated. There's lots of songs and dancing, jokes and stories, and plenty of sweets and tea. Here are some girls singing and playing the frame drum called daire. It's fitted with metallic jingles made from a powdered milk tin. Countries, babies often die within the first few weeks. In Afghanistan, for 40 days after the birth, the family take great care of the mother and baby. At night, the baby lies with its mother, and in the day, women rock it in a swinging cradle. This woman singing her baby to sleep, we can hear the rhythm of the cradle.
سپردم به دی شیرینی خود و تو باز الله تو باز رسنی و با من سلامت الله خوش شده گه الله الله سر شده نن جان مرغی همین خوار شده فرف جان فإذا زيب الرجوع اللاجوع ودر خوني جيغا شودة نحن جان حالا میگم و داشی مادر جو با مسجد بری ملاشی بر جو کلام الله به قلگیر و بزرگیر الله جان به پیشی آخون بخفنی و ختم کفنی عدی جان به حلوائی رسول الله بر جان اید هو اد هو اد هو هذه الله ميكم قولي زيرا الله هو كي ترخى بخوشي قيرا بالرفجو اد هو اد هو الله ميكم قولي ألونا نفجان درخت عسيب وزدد ألو بالرجان درخت کارم او برده نهنه جو دلی نادیر خو برده بر جو الله میگم گولی گرجه الله جان نیسته تا کف در سری برجه بر جان یکی سوخته یکی پخته الله کو یکی ذکری خدا گفته الله جان ال هو ال هو ال هو از جان الله میگم گولی گندم من جان بیتون به سوجا بندم بر ره جان بپایی بوسه کای گندم من
جان. A lullaby in Persian from Western Afghanistan. Allah, the Arabic word for God, is used to bless and protect the baby. There's an interesting connection with Sufism, the mystical brotherhoods of Islam. The women sing Allahu, Allahu, the same phrase the Sufis use to achieve ecstatic union with God. Rhythm and the rocking movement are very important in getting a baby to sleep. Here's a lullaby from Lucania in southern Italy. The mother's sitting in a rocking chair holding her baby. We can hear the hard sound of the wooden chair beating on the floor. Perhaps it's surprising to hear a lullaby sung so loudly, but the combination of forceful rhythm and song really works. I've seen babies and small children lulled into a trance-like state before falling fast asleep. But some lullabies are soft and gentle. Here's one from Bali in Indonesia. The singer delights in sliding gracefully between notes, and the birds singing in the background give a really peaceful atmosphere.
Ta-da!
not easy looking after a baby, and some lullabies express the difficulties of motherhood. Remember the Duchess's lullaby to the wriggling, sneezing pig baby in Alice in Wonderland? Speak roughly to your little boy and beat him when he sneezes. He only does it to annoy because he knows it teases. Mothers get tired of soothing fretful babies. In this song from the Central African Republic, the young woman complains, baby cries, hush baby, the baby wants milk from my breast. You often hear that at the end of a song in the Central African Republic. From Petauke in Zambia, another song about fractious babies. My child is crying. I've been nursing him for a long time. I'll let him cry. When he's quiet, I'll go round the mountain with him. Josephine Alunga of the Nsenga people of eastern Zambia. Now here's another lullaby of exasperation. It's from the Greek-speaking community of Calabria in southern Italy. With a baby around, you can never get any work done. I've made a cradle on the threshold to rock the child to sleep. Nina Lau, sleep, my child. Your father's coming home to ask for his meal, but because of you, I haven't been able to cook for him. Nina Lau, sleep, my child. I rock you, but you don't sleep. Tina candine camasto trispito nanacario topedi Nina Lau chuma pedi. Na carizzo ya cata oce cata ci ce ciuma pedi perché do padre su ce mu zita i fai ni na la ciuma pedi perché do padre su ce mu zita fai ce goia sende ganno fai ni na la ciuma pedi. Nina lao chuma pedi, tie que to podre su che muta vri. Ti muzita i falli, che su de ma vini se na camo falli.
Ninalao chuma pedi. Ninalao, ninalao. Senakari jaya kata chi, jaya kata o, chesuden juma sede. Ninalao, ninalao, chuma pedi.
Obviously, lullabies are an important outlet for women's creativity. Usually they're not fixed, but different each time they're sung. Women often make up their own versions and put in their baby's name. Also, through this type of singing, they can express their private feelings. Complaints, of course, but also hopes and dreams, especially for their children. But it's not always women who sing lullabies. Thankfully, in some cultures at least, men sometimes help bear the burden of childcare. In Guatemala, this father sings and whistles to amuse and lull his child. If you don't go to sleep, a coyote will come and get you, so you'd better go to sleep.
Shat kib nawala kemok. Shat kib nawala kato. Shat kib nawala kafe. Akyu chikwar kinchi narabin. Akyu chikwar kinchi nako.
That whistling was intended to sound like a flute. It's not unusual for people to imitate musical instruments when they sing to babies. In a lullaby from Malaita in the Solomon Islands, two young women imitate the music of the local panpipes. These people, the Are Are, actually believe that lullabies originated from copying the panpipes. The pipes are played in small groups, just by men, each playing a single note on one pipe. The women know the music through singing and dancing around the men when they play. The song says, Mama's gone to get vegetables. Mama's gone to get taro roots. Papa's gone to work in the garden. Papa's growing food for you. Women singing a lullaby from Malaita in the Solomon Islands. They were rocking gently to and fro as they sang. Children certainly learn a lot about music through being exposed to it so early in their lives. As we've heard, singers sometimes imitate musical instruments in their lullabies. The reverse also occurs. Lullaby melodies are taken up and played on instruments, usually by men. Here's a lullaby from Tonga in the Pacific. It's played on a nose flute. That's an ordinary bamboo flute, but it's blown through a nostril instead of through the mouth. The musician recently played this piece in London before Her Majesty the Queen at a concert of music from different parts of the Commonwealth. Lullaby from Tonga, played on the nose flute. The flute's a quiet instrument. One can imagine a baby being lulled by it, swinging gently to sleep in a cradle. The Irish pipes, on the other hand, are extremely loud, and also fiendishly difficult to play. Here's a rocking lullaby played on the pipes by Pather Bro. It's called Anun is an Ol, which roughly translated means to and fro. Until quite recently, the Irish pipes were only played by men, so that lullaby on the pipes represents an interesting crossing of gender boundaries. After all, lullabies very much belong to women. Women make them up, and by and large it's women who sing them. Lullabies can also be performed with instrumental accompaniment, like this one from the Seychelles, which is sung by a man. There's no baby to lull to sleep. In fact, the song's taken on a life of its own. It's joyful and bouncy and feels more like a dance piece. The singer, Dauphin Francette, accompanies himself on the musical bow. Dodo Baba, sleep, my little one.
Sit down. badama perta bada pinda milo solo jojo baba jojo jojo ma perta ma jojo baba jojo jojo ma perta ba mes of your dafa
Dodo Baba, go to sleep, little one. That was a lullaby from the Seychelles, accompanied by the musical bow. All over the world, birthdays are commemorated with music, especially the birthdays of leaders and prophets. In Europe, we sing Christmas carols about the birth of Jesus, the Messiah. High in the Atlas Mountains of Morocco, Muslim women celebrate the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad, drumming, singing, clapping and calling out. And just as they do at weddings and ordinary birth ceremonies, they let out high-pitched ululating cries, exuberant with excitement and joy. The birthday of the Prophet, as celebrated by Muslim women in the Atlas Mountains of Morocco. Next Friday afternoon, at the same time, Veronica Doubleday will be back with more lullabies from Europe, Africa, Asia, and the Pacific.